Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for coming to the farmer's market with me, Drac.
You bet, Rin. Even if I don't have a taste for avocados or artisanal honey, I always love a good stroll amongst all this farm fresh beauty.
Speaking of, I need your help. I want to get my favorite cousin Archie a gift. He and his family are visiting us from Los Angeles for my mom's birthday this weekend, and I need to get my mom the perfect bouquet of flowers, too.
Then the perfect bouquet shall be found for Mrs. Wren's mom. Like, those over there.
Oh, wow, there's so many pretty choices. I don't know which one to... Drac, don't move.
What's wrong? Are we too close to the garlic farmer's table?
No. You have a bee on you. Here, I'll just smush it.
Wait, don't do that.
But it could sting you.
Just relax. If I don't hurt it, it won't hurt me.
Drac, how could you stay so calm?
Because bees don't want to sting us, Rin. They only do that if they feel threatened. So one of us swatting at it is probably the worst thing we could do. Plus, bees are some of the most useful insects on the planet. We need them.
Well, well, well. Look at who's Mr. I Know All About Insects.
I mean, I don't know that much. I should probably know more. Which means I have a sudden thirst of knowledge coming on.
It would be kind of cool to learn about what insects are useful and which ones are just ick.
I'm sure there are plenty of both. Shall I hail the coffin so we get to learning?
Bring on that fact-stacked casket. Oh, but before you do, should we pick out some flowers to decorate the inside of the coffin as well?
I'll never say no to anything that makes our coffin look and smell nice.
Great. First flowers, then coffin. Think of the flowers in that spot on the computer's console.
Let's ask the computer what it thinks. Oh, I think it likes it, Rin, which means it's time to put the computer to work. We want to learn all about insects, the good, the bad, and the bugly.
Sweet wordplay. Let's start with something we should know right away. Bugs and insects don't mean the same thing.
I don't understand, Rin.
Well, a bug is a specific order of insect called Hemiptera, of which there are between 50,000 to 80,000 species. But both bugs and insects belong to the class Insecta, which means all bugs are insects, but not all insects are bugs.
Hold on, order and class, what is that all about?
It's all about taxonomy, Drac, which is how science names, describes, and organizes different organisms. In this case, insects rule the level above bugs, which is why all bugs fall into the category of insects.
Okay, got it. I think. Maybe we should just get on with learning about the world's most useful bugs, starting with bees.
So here's the biggest reason we need bees. Almost 90% of the planet's plants rely on pollinators to reproduce, which is basically saying these creatures pollinate plants to help them produce fruit. There are approximately 200,000 types of pollinators around the world, but only 1,000 of those are vertebrates, which are basically animals with skeletons. The rest are invertebrates, meaning no skeletons, like flies, beetles, moths, and bees. These pollinators also help plants survive, which is massive because plants provide 1/3 of the world's food, 1/2 of the world's oils, help keep waterways clean, and produce the oxygen we breathe, among many other things.
Insects truly do so many things that we take for granted.
But let's get back to bees. honeybees specifically. They are some of the most numerous and efficient pollinators we have. Considering the average honeybee can visit more than 2,000 flowers in a day, they greatly increase the chances of plants producing fruits or vegetables.
Just the thought of doing all of that pollinating is exhausting.
Right? Not only are these bees helping produce the fruit and vegetables we eat, but also the feed of the animals we eat too. And then there's honey, which is also used as food, as well as medicine and in beauty products all over the world.
The world would be sunk without bees.
You don't know how right you are, Drac. Over 40% of bee colonies in America alone have collapsed since 2015. And there are several species of bees that are endangered all over the world. If we lose bees, we lose plants, which means we lose food, which means...
Yikes! What kind of things are threatening bees?
Pesticides, climate change, and loss of habitat. Meaning as the world becomes more urban, the bees lose more of the natural world they need to survive.
So the more we threaten their world, the more we threaten our own.
And that, my friend, is the definition of irony. Now that we know how important bees are, I won't be swatting them away in fear anymore.
High five, bestie. Now let's learn about some other insects that are important to our planet. Oh, ladybugs, I love them.
Same here. But let's start out with a fun fact about them before we get to why they're important. They're actually classified as beetles and are known as ladybird beetles or lady beetles to scientists.
Which begs the question, why lady beetles?
Hang on, Drac. We're going for a little time ride.
Where are we, Ren?
Europe, during the Middle Ages. Legend has it that farmers were facing crop devastation from aphid swarms.
What's an aphid?
Sap-sucking insects that are extremely harmful to plants because they suck out the juices from their stems and leaves. The aphids were so bad that the European farmers prayed to the Virgin Mary, or Our Lady as she was referred to, for a miracle to save their crops. That miracle arrived in the form of ladybugs that devoured all the aphids and saved the day.
Go, ladybugs!
You know it! This is why ladybugs are so important, Drac. They function as natural pest control agents. This makes them valuable allies to farmers and gardeners.
My guess is the more ladybugs, the less pesticides they'd need too.
That's right. And their presence in an ecosystem is a sign of a healthy and diverse environment. Plus, they serve as an important food source for other insects, birds, and small mammals.
Very cool. Keep up the great work, ladybugs. Okay, Rin, what are some other MVPs of the insect world?
Ooh, this is a fun one. Did you know that praying mantises are the predators of many garden-eating bugs?
I did not. What kind of bugs do they eat?
Caterpillars, beetles, grasshoppers, even some small birds.
Whoa. Should we humans be afraid of them?
Nah. Even though they look freaky-deaky, they're not harmful. Although they can bite us if someone tries to pick them up.
Duly noted. Any other surprising insect heroes we should know about?
One more, and this one is a doozy. Dragonflies. They are exceptionally useful to we humans because they control the population of insect pests like biting flies and mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes are the worst.
Ugh, more on them in a second when we get to insects that are basically useless nuisances, because there's more awesome stuff to know first about dragonflies.
Hit me with some knowledge, Ren.
Dragonflies are super cool. They can intercept their prey midair, can fly up to 35 miles an hour, and their heads are made up almost entirely of eyes, giving them 360-degree vision.
What the what? That is exceptionally cool. Kind of a bummer to go from cool insects to the not-so-cool ones, but my thirst for knowledge needs quenching.
Your brain is like a factoid flower that needs to be pollinated.
No lies detected. Thank you.
There we go, Drac. The coffin's flowers are all watered up.
Thanks, Rin. I guess that means it's time to learn about gross insects.
Yep, the ones who are basically just pests and not much more. Well, since we just mentioned mosquitoes when we were talking about dragonflies, might as well start with those bloodsuckers.
If I were a typical vampire, I might take offense to that. But since I'm not, no need for me to bug out.
Ha! So, then it won't shock you to know that mosquitoes don't do much more than carry deadly diseases like malaria and yellow fever. But what might shock you is that they're considered one of the deadliest creatures on Earth.
Whoa, for real?
They're responsible for killing more people than all of the wars in history combined.
So do they do anything useful?
They're a food source for larvae, birds, and some reptiles. But scientists believe if all mosquitoes were wiped out, a new food source for those creatures would simply take their place. So, nope. Totally useless.
Okay, next.
Oh joy. Flies. Besides being way annoying, flies are known to spread more than 200 pathogens and parasites to humans.
What's a pathogen?
An organism that can produce a disease. So flies are just gross little flying transporters of stuff that makes us sick.
So when a fly lands on our food, that is a very bad thing.
Illness waiting to happen, bestie.
Gross. Anything useful about them at all?
Well, they are a favorite food of spiders. Plus, there are over 100,000 species of flies that can pollinate plants.
I'd rather leave that job to the bees and other insects. Any other nasty nuisances?
How about lice? According to the computer, they literally serve no purpose other than to find their way onto the human head, feed on our blood, and cause harmful itching and infections.
Ugh, just the thought of lice makes me itch. Anything good about them?
I guess they're a food source for ladybugs, but I'm sure if lice went extinct, ladybugs would rely on other things to eat.
Oh, I'm getting skeeved out. One more example of a useless insect, and then my thirst for knowledge will be quenched.
Okay, this one isn't completely useless, but it's probably the grossest one. The cockroach. Let's start with their minimal good. They're a food source to many small mammals, reptiles, and birds. Not to mention that they're some of nature's greatest recyclers, as in they'll pretty much feast on anything from garbage to other dead animals to dead skin cells.
Oh, yuck!
And now for some nasty facts about them. Besides being carriers of diseases like those other useless insects, cockroaches can run up to 3 miles an hour, which makes them incredibly hard to catch. And they can also live without their heads for weeks.
Yep, that's it. I'm good. I don't want to learn about any more useless, gross insects.
Hardcore agree. But hey, at least we learned about the good and the bad, right?
Yes, but maybe next time we end with the good instead of the bad? Because I'm so wigged out right now. Computer, we are done. Okay, much better. Back with people and fresh air and not wondering about creepy crawlies waiting to land on our food or hide in our hair.
And amongst some of our favorite flying little friends.
Aw, the bee came back to your mom's flower bouquet.
Guess it needs to keep pollinating and make more plants and flowers to grow in the world.
Ah, the good stuff. Thanks for the reminder, bee.
So, Drac, ready to get these birthday flowers to my mom?
Not yet, Ren. We still need to find something for your favorite cousin, Archie, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for remembering.
Of course. Now, let's see. Do you think Archie would like that squash over there that's the size of an accordion? Or maybe, ooh, that sun hat made from fresh goat cheese. It's functional and delicious. People from California love hats they can eat, don't they? If you enjoyed today's episode of Drac, make sure to press that follow button so you can join us for the next episode, right here on Go Kid Go Network.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.